Hello. In this video, I wanted to talk to you about. Hello. I want to talk to you about motivation, introduce the idea of motivation in this video, and look at how people are motivated, and look at how you can help motivate other people or help them motivate themselves. And we'll look at the idea of intrinsic and extrinsic motivation in a little while. But first of all, I want to explore the idea that people are essentially motivated in two ways. Generally, people are motivated in two ways. They're either motivated towards a goal, and some people are very, very goal focused, and some people are less goal focused. In fact, some people are motivated away from disaster, away from pain, away from difficulty. But most people sort of fit in between the two of these. So although, some people might be very, very goal focused and some people might be very away from focused, generally, people will start with a goal and then realize what they're getting away from or what they're losing in terms of benefit in from that goal, or why they're moving away from that disaster. Or some people start with an away from and then move towards a goal. So as a general rule, we fit into one of these categories along this continuum. And so away from is a stronger motivator anyway, because away from is a thing that makes you move. So if you're standing on the edge of a cliff, for example, when you're standing on the edge of that cliff and you're looking down, then there is a strong motivation to move away from the edge. So you'll step back a couple of feet or a few feet until you feel safe. Another example would be losing weight. So you get on the scales and you think, God, I didn't realize I'd done this over Christmas. And you want to get away from where you are at that point. So it's almost like towards is a carrot and away from is a stick. So away from makes you move, towards makes you move further and faster. Because as someone said to me once, they were paying their mortgage off, and it was getting, they could see an end point in the mortgage. And so what they found was they started to pay more and more money. They started to save money in other areas to put into the mortgage so they could bring that goal of owning their own property outright closer, more quickly. So a towards motivation, a goal and outcome motivation, sort of draws you towards it, and an away from pushes you away from where you are. So they're both valuable. The problem with an away from motivation is the further away from it you get from that starting point, the less of a motivation it is. So if you're standing on the edge of a cliff, for example, you're motivated to move away from the edge. But once you're safe, you're not motivated to move any further unless there's a pub in the distance. Similarly, when you're losing weight, and that's a towards, similarly, when you're losing weight, you find that the further away from that initial point you get, the less motivated you are to continue your diet, to do the exercise, to be more focused on losing weight, because you're not where you were when you started. So an away from motivator is a very powerful way to get people moving, but it's not a very powerful way to keep them moving. It's better to have a mix of the two. And as a general rule, the combination that works for most people is starting with an away from and then a towards. So starting with the, this is why we need to change. This is why you need to improve what you do. This is why we need to spend more time here tonight at work and stay later. But then this is what we're going to benefit if we do. So start with that away from. So why we need to have this conversation, why you need to be motivated, and then towards. So whether you're motivating yourself to lose weight, for example, to learn something new, to fix something, to mend something, to develop, extend your house, whatever it is for you as an individual, it may be that starting from the why do I need to move from where I am now, to the well, what are the benefits going to be? What am I going to gain? What is it going to enable me to do once I've achieved it? And that's the outcome. So, in terms of how people are motivated, then the away from and the towards are really powerful. But how you actually introduce that away from, or you introduce that towards, depends on individuals again, because some people are what we call, they're either intrinsically or extrinsically motivated. So if they're intrinsically motivated, most of their motivation comes from themselves. So, you know, if you think about the losing weight, it's their kind of, right, I need to lose weight now. I've looked on the scales. I need to do this. I am going to motivate myself to do it. Whereas if you're extrinsically motivated, you might wait for somebody else to tell you to that you're overweight, or, you know, you might wait for a doctor to tell you that you need to lose weight because, you know, not only am I extrinsically motivated, but I value what a doctor says because they're experts. So as a leader, you might find it difficult with some people to determine whether they're intrinsically or extrinsically motivated and whether they're towards or away from focus. But really, your responsibility as a leader is to provide the environment for people to be able to motivate themselves. So if they're intrinsically motivated, you need to create the environment that enables them to ask themselves those questions, to challenge and to decide whether they need to move away from where they are, whether they need to move towards whatever it is that they want to achieve. So your responsibility is to create the environment, which means you've got to be more open, you've got to be honest, there's got to be an element of trust in there, particularly working in these in a changing, flexible approach to work that's happening now. So the way that we communicate that becomes important. Also, in terms of extrinsically, what you need to do is to provide the vision. Your job is to provide a goal, is to provide the outcomes. You might be being directive in terms of telling people this is your goal. So you might find it difficult to understand whether people are self-motivated or whether they need input from outside, whether they need to be directed towards a goal, or whether you can create this vision for them and they will find their way towards it themselves. But what you need to do is to create the environment that allows people to be intrinsically motivated. So whether they're motivating themselves away from a particular situation and towards a particular goal, you need to make it easy for people to do that. So creating that environment where people have time to reflect and have time to think and have the opportunity to take action on their own is really important. And that depends on trust. And in the move towards a much more flexible way of working, where people are working in offices, sometimes working at home or on the road or somewhere else in different environments, we need to have that trust. We need to keep the communication lines open. So you might provide extrinsic motivation in the terms of a vision. This is where we want to be. And that vision might include the away from at the starting point. We need to get away from where we are now, but this is where we want to be. And these are the benefits of it in terms of that away from and that towards. So extrinsically, you can provide the vision. That also creates the opportunity for people to motivate themselves internally. If there's a vision there and you give them the space and you give them the time to think about how they can achieve it, then they're much more likely to do it themselves. But there is a need for you to create outcomes rather than just a vision and hope that everybody's going to achieve it. Your job, part of your job, is to direct. So you need to make sure that you set those goals and you set those outcomes for people and then allow them to motivate themselves with you continuing a communication line so you can tell whether people are motivated or not motivated, or what, you know, it gives you the opportunity to do what you need to do to make sure that people motivate themselves to achieve the goals that you've set for them.